Reform advocates are taking exception to remarks made by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who said there already is enough oversight of potentially corrupt activities in New York state government. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The governor has proposed a new inspector general, answerable to him, to look into future economic development contracts forged with private companies. 9 former Cuomo associates have either admitted to crimes or are facing trial on charges including bribery and bid rigging in connection with the governor's economic development projects. Cuomo was asked in a rare question-and-answer session with reporters at the Capitol to answer criticism that his reform proposal is not enough. The governor answered that there is already plenty of corruption oversight in New York.
You do have independent oversight, right? That's called 62 district attorneys, an attorney general, U.S. attorneys in the Southern District, Northern District, etc., Eastern District. So that is independent oversight. And obviously, it's been effective independent oversight.
While local district attorneys seldom look into allegations of corruption in state government, the United States attorneys have. Most notably, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara. He brought the charges against the former Cuomo associates, and he successfully prosecuted both former legislative leaders in New York. The leaders have received lengthy prison terms. Cuomo also defended his economic development programs in general, saying they've been successful despite the corruption charges linked to the Buffalo Billion and other projects.
It's irrefutable, but that the economic development programs have worked. You have 7.9 million private sector jobs, more jobs than ever before in the history of the state of New York. Well, that's a random coincidence. I don't think so.
Government reform groups call Cuomo's remarks absurd. They say the bid rigging charges on state contracts totaling more than $780 million shows clearly that the state's contracting oversight system has failed. Susan Lerner is with Common Cause.
I thought that was really a surprising comment and not appropriate, because after all, the DAs and the U.S. attorney catches problems after they happen. But we are talking about a system that's needed to prevent the corruption to begin with.
Common Cause and a coalition of reform groups recommend reinstating the state controller's role as a watchdog over state contracts. In the past, the controller reviewed the economic development deals, but he was cut out of that process back in 2011.
There is an easy, cost-effective, and common-sense solution to the question of how do you minimize the potential for corruption in state contracting, and that is to reinstitute the comptroller's oversight.
Lerner says it isn't really necessary for Cuomo to set up a new bureaucracy with another inspector general. The reform groups also want to forbid state authorities from doing business with their board members. That occurred in some of the contracts that are under federal scrutiny. And they say New York should create a database of deals that allows the public to see the total value of all forms of subsidies awarded to a particular business. They say 6 states have already done that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.